BERKEY today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour, we're going to be joined by Lou Anne Hammond, the CEO of DrivingTheNation.com, also a gentleman who builds a lot of cars for the television and movie industry, Fireball Tim Lawrence. But we're wrapping up with a guest who was with us in the first hour of the broadcast. I'm fascinated by this gentleman and his amazing stories. The gentleman's name is Amir Rosenbaum, and he has been telling us all about setting the world records that he did recently at the Bonneville Salt Flats, 366 miles an hour. And you were telling us before the break there again what that feeling is like traveling it at that speed. So you really need a lot of territory to get to that kind of level of speed, Amir. It's something that requires several miles of space.
Right. When we do Speed Week in August or World Finals in October, both of which are SCTA BNI organizations that run the event, they put out a five-mile course, and you get time between the 3 and the 4 and the 4 and the 5, and it's your average through that mile. It's not just the top speed. It's the average through that sector. And then after the five-mile, there's another 3 miles of graded salt that allows you to slow down. And if you don't slow down within that 3 mile period, then there's some rough salt, and you got about 2 miles of that. And if you can't bring it down within that 2 miles, then you're in these marshes, and that really is bad.
So that,
you gotta
you're in
get
trouble.
Slowed down. But that's a lot less than what they used to run. You know, they used to go out there in the 30s and 40s, and back then the salt was a lot thicker. They hadn't been mining it then. There's a big mining operation there that takes off the salt, and that's one of the reasons why it gets thinner and thinner every year. But back then it was nice, thick salt, and they used to go for 10, 12, 15 miles, whatever it took them. You can have miles out there of good salt.
Wow.
And that was – so it's easier to get a top speed the more miles you have. But we have to do it in 5 miles, 4 to 5 miles. That's it.
And you're heading back out there once again in a couple of weeks?
Mm-hmm. We got to get our number. That was the initial goal. And, you know, we had issues with every run, and we had little glitches and little problems and gremlins to solve, and we think we solved them all, so we want to get the car back out there and drop it on the salt, weather permitting, and take another shot at it, see if we can hit 400.
400 miles an hour. In the meantime, folks can check out videos of your world-breaking 366-mile-an-hour run on your website. And once again, Amir, give that out for our folks.
It's SpectrePerformance.com. It's S-P-E-C-T-R-E, and then Performance, P-E-R-F-O-R-M-A-N-C-E.com. And that's on the home page. You don't need to go through all the products or catalog. Just on the home page, there's a button there. It shows a picture of the car. You click on that, and you get all the blogs and videos and things.
Wonderful. Well, Amir, we're going to have to get you back on after that next run and see how it went. In the meantime, thank you so much for your time here today, and look forward to working with you more in the future.
Okay, Bob. I look forward to coming back on the program and telling you how 400 felt.
Yeah, that's right. Get that T-shirt. I'm sure you probably already got a T-shirt ready to go.
Not yet. the design is in mind, yeah.
All right, Amir. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, or you can reach us via the email bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. And we also like to play trivia here on the broadcast. So we've had a couple of winners. Have we had a couple? Yeah, I think we've already had a couple here today. So let's see if we can continue our winning ways. We'll throw another trivia question out there, and we'll make this trivia question just a tad bit harder. Okay, are you ready for this one? Here we go. The Infiniti G products, the now G sedan, G coupe, etc. When did Infiniti launch the original G35? That is the question. How many years ago was the G35 first sedan launched here in the United States? Going to give you a hint. It was less than 30 years ago. How many years ago did Infiniti launch the G35 sedan here in the U.S. market? The telephone number, 800-259-9231. Now we go out to California and welcome one of our favorite contributors here to the broadcast. She's got a wonderful new website called drivingthenation.com. You can see her on the TV all over the place. She also a frequent contributor to the John Batchelor Syndicator radio show. She is the one and only Luann Hammond. Luann, how you doing?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
Doing fine, thanks. Tell us all about drivingthenation.com. It's relatively new and doing quite well, I understand.
It is doing really well. I'm surprised at, I guess I'm pleasantly surprised, I should say, at all the compliments I'm getting from all my colleagues, because there's just so much content that we're putting up there, and it's a lot with video and interviews with technology and industry executives and alternative energy. And what I try and do is to simplify the technology, because it can be daunting sometimes when you think about, oh my gosh, what's curve control? But when you think that this guy that was out driving around in northern Michigan, Todd Brown with Ford Motor Company, and all of a sudden he thought he was going a little too fast around a curve, and he said, I need to brake faster than I'm braking right now. Mm-hmm. And he was sitting alone in a restaurant that night, and on the back of a menu he started writing algorithms. And pretty soon he wrote an algorithm that could stop, that could make a car brake 10 miles per hour in 1 second.
Wow.
And they call that curve control.
Cool stuff. Yeah, we were chatting in the first hour with the marketing manager for the new Ford police cars, and they have a utility police car that they're offering, and it's got that curve control. And I know myself, I mean, if you're driving a little too fast in a sport utility vehicle, it really can't be done safely, and so this is great technology.
Right, and you can have rollover stability control, and you can have electronic stability control, but neither one of those brake fast enough, quickly enough, that you can actually keep control of the car and brake it at the same time going around a curve, and that's what Todd Brown did for Ford Motor Company. And you know, it's those kind of things when you understand that that's all it is, it makes things easier to know what you want in a car. You know, it's just like the difference between a Chevy Volt and a Nissan Leaf.
Yeah.
If you think of at your house, you have electricity, and all of a sudden you have a blackout and you no longer have electricity, but you've got a generator that you can hook up to your dryer and it creates electricity for you. You don't really care how all that happens. You just want it to happen. Well, miniaturize all that and put it in a car and call it a Chevy Volt, call it a range extender, and that's what it is. A Nissan Leaf is basically a house on wheels, and it doesn't have a range extender or a generator.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you have pros and cons with each of them. But just to know the difference gives you the knowledge to buy a car that suits your needs.
Totally, and thanks to the internet and the growth of automotive journalism, I mean, a lot of the mystification has been helped, because lots of folks, like you say, are, even with all the information out there, they're still confused, and just like you bring up a really good point about those two very distinctly different vehicles. Lots of folks don't quite understand, but you put it quite well there. And certainly the Volt is going to be the first of no doubt what will be a number of variants within the General Motors family of this technology. I know they're planning a Cadillac. Have you heard of any other potential Volt spinoffs?
The Cadillac Converge. And I don't know, seems like there was one more that was coming up, but I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, maybe a Buick something. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about some recent drives. Luann has been on, and we'll talk about the Paris Auto Show. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Down the window of your shiny new tag, and telling me that, yeah, there's We all need to save money where we can. As your car gets older, it will have mechanical problems. Don't get caught with a $2,000 or $5,000 repair bill. Even if your factory warranty has expired, if your car has less than 130,000 miles, an extended vehicle protection plan can save you thousands. We pay for 100% of your covered repairs, and we pay the dealer or your preferred mechanic directly for you. No more hassle with reimbursements. The number to call is 800-871-4131. At A-Plus Auto Protection, we work with BBB-rated providers to offer a full menu of plans ranging from platinum coverage to basic plans that cover the most costly engine and transmission repairs. We do the comparison shopping for you, so you save money with our discounts. For a limited time, also receive roadside assistance, towing, and rentals, but you must call now. Call 800-871-4131. Again, 800-871-4131. That's 800-871-4131. Not all plans available in all states or for all vehicles.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. It's Labor Day weekend. Hope you're having a good time. My name is Bob Long, along with Luann Hammond from DrivingTheNation.com. And in the not-too-distant future, Luann is going to be headed off to Paris. I've been to, of course, all the big North American shows, the big four. Once I was at the Frankfurt Auto Show, but never had the pleasure of being at the Paris Auto Show. And, Luann, I know you've been there a number of times. That must be quite a treat.
You know, it's amazing how much more you see and how much more of a global effort everyone is putting forth when you see the European and the Asian auto shows.
Yeah, it definitely, I've heard that depending on the location, of course, the German shows tend to be very German heavy. I've heard people say Geneva tends to be kind of neutral territory. How about the French show? Is it geared towards one area of the world more than another, or is it more like Geneva, kind of a non-denominational show?
I think it's geared more to the Europeans. Certainly Renault is going to have a big presence there, but I think Volkswagen is going to have a big presence there. General Motors, Chevy, is going to have a big presence there because they're going to be bringing out the Chevy Orlando 7 passenger minivan there. And GM Europe is really making a push inside of Chevrolet inside of Europe. When people were asked just what vehicles they thought of, what brands they thought of when they thought of automobiles, only 2% of them said Chevy because they've never had a Chevy Corvette or Chevy Camaro or Chevy Orlando over there. They've had Chevy brand inside of an Opel. But they've never had a true Chevy over in Europe. So they see some market share coming their way.
It's going to be interesting to see as we continue to see the evolutionary process here of a global marketplace. I mean, the fact that Ford is developing, you know, pretty much all their products on a global platform. And I was talking with Ralph Gilles from Dodge last week, and they're moving in that direction. This definitely seems to be an industry trend.
It's an industry trend to go global, and certainly the more everyone else goes global, the more we want new product over here that we've seen in other nations, in other countries. So if we see a car over in Europe, we go, why can't we get it here? If we see a Buick that's just beautiful over in China because it has such a wonderful, luxurious passenger seat, we go, why can't we get it here? And eventually they do come here. You're seeing some of the new Buicks come out with Asian design, and that's why they're doing so well, is because the entire car is thought of instead of just the cockpit area. Many Americans still drive just one person in a car, but the ones who don't want passenger and driver seat luxury, and that's what you're seeing.
Most definitely. Recently, you had the opportunity to check out some new vehicles, including the Nissan Juke, which is an unusually styled vehicle. When I first saw it at the New York Auto Show, I kind of stumbled a little bit. It definitely is not exactly what you would call a thing of beauty. At least beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, but in this beholder's eyes, it's definitely not beautiful.
Yeah. If you like a car from behind, you'll love the Juke.
Very good.
And if you're a butt man, you'll love the Juke.
Excellent. Wow. I almost went there and you did. Very good. I like that. Let's talk about Lincoln offering. The MKX Lincoln is trying to lower that average age of their buyer. Are they having any success, Luann?
I think they're having nominal success so far. The MKS has brought new buyers in. It's funny because when I think of Lincoln, I think of Lincoln Town Car. I think of the president driving in a Lincoln. Mm-hmm. And those are things that you have to think, that you have to get over, because Lincoln is the only luxury vehicle that Ford has anymore. And so they've got to figure out and position themselves in a luxury vehicle market that they are no longer in. But having said that, I just drove the MKX, and I've been questioning why they needed iPad and iPhone capability, all those things. And then my brother-in-law was at pick me up, and he's like, he has a BMW 328, and he doesn't like. The one thing he doesn't like on that vehicle is the fact that he has to have a cradle for the iPhone, that it's not iPhone compatible. And
yep.
The one thing about the Lincoln MKX that I've always said, oh, they've got too much technology for older people. Well, those older people are using that technology. When you take your finger, when you turn the volume up, you no longer turn a knob. You just swish your finger across the volume place, and all of a sudden the volume goes up just like you do on an iPod.
Amazing. Good stuff indeed. And certainly, you know, we're also seeing Buick trying very hard to make their customer base move up age-wise, and they've got some interesting new offerings, a new Regal, etc. I wonder, you know, if they're going to be successful, and you've already mentioned in China, of course, Buick is the number one brand, and interesting story where that emanates from.
Right, yeah. What's funny is the fact that when Buick came to General Motors and said, we want your car, your Buick, we want it to be the state car, and General Motors said, well, that would be Cadillac. And Buick, and the Chinese said, oh, no, we want Buick. And it had been because an emperor or somebody had driven a car in China. And so, of course, if that person had driven the car, everyone had to have that car, and it had to be the state car. But General Motors almost lost the whole deal because they wanted Cadillac and the Chinese want Buick. All of a sudden, but somebody said, we're going to give them Buick.
If they want Buick, we'll give them Buick.
We'll give them Buick. And that's also part of the reason why Buick stayed in the fold when other models of General Motors went bankrupt, because they knew that General Motors China was going to be a huge hit with Buick. And then to leverage on that, they would bring in Cadillac and the others, and they've done that.
Yep, no question about it. If folks log on to drivingthenation.com right now, what kind of stuff can they expect to see, Luann?
I always have stuff about technology. I love technology. Alternative energy, always talking about that. There's an interview with Wolfgang Hotz talking about the fact that they're going to have an electric Audi, an electric Volkswagen Jetta, and an electric vehicle called the EEP. And he's Wolfgang Hotz is the father of the direct injection. Mark Perry from Nissan is talking about his Nissan Leaf. And we have a Kia Sportage interview with Michael Sprague, the vice president of marketing for Kia. Lots of interesting stuff. If you want to see the actual people behind these manufacturing car manufacturers, you're going to see them in video, in their own words, on drivingthenation.com.
Thank you, Luann. We'll do it again soon. This is Auto World.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
Hi, this is Auto World's Bob Long with a really special deal just for you. The folks at California Car Cover Company are going to give you a discount if you put in my name, Bob Long, in the discount code box at calcarcover.com. You'll get 15% right off the top of your order. So log on to calcarcover.com or call 800-423-5525 and use discount code Bob Long.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes. Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back. We're live all across North America on this Labor Day weekend. My name is Bob Long, along with a very special guest. I had the pleasure of chatting with this gentleman a little bit earlier today, and I'm looking forward to doing so again. His name is Fireball Tim Lawrence, and he is Hollywood's secret design weapon. Hey there, Fireball Tim. How you doing?
I'm great, Bob. How are you?
Excellent. So you have done just a tremendous amount of work. I understand somewhere in the vicinity of about 350 designs and project builds for both film, TV, and commercials and racing. And you've also done lots of features in hundreds of magazines. But where did it all begin? How did it all begin, Tim?
Well, I grew up in a film family. So my parents were a writer-producer team for television, and so I was fortunate enough to grow up on, you know, running around sound stages and causing trouble and that kind of stuff. And that became a very kind of normal way of life. My dad went all the way back to writing original Outer Limits and Twilight Zones and,
wow,
and Bonanzas and all these different shows. But as I grew up through the 70s, cop shows were prevalent and different things. So, you know, just being around movies and stuff was just always fun, and cars were my first love, so I just kind of put them together.
That sounds fantastic. Growing up, did you rub elbows with a lot of those TV stars of that era?
Well, I did somewhat, but it was interesting because we really learned, you know, I came from very, very humble parents, and they always said to me, you know, the actors are always, you know, people that are doing jobs just like anybody else. And they're not to be put on pedestals. They're not to be to be worshipped in any way. They're people that, you know, some of them do the jobs really well, and some of them are still challenged to do, you know, to do the job well. But the ones that you really gel with when you go to the movies, you appreciate. And so, you know, actors just kind of became normal people, and we did have a few in our lives and had an opportunity to speak with them. And they were, you know, essentially just normal people like anybody yeah. else, but in extraordinary circumstances.
Exactly. I've had the pleasure of meeting a number of rock and roll musicians and have had the same experience. You know, you think that they're something else, but when you really get to know them, they're just regular folks.
Absolutely, and you really enjoy some of them that are very down to earth. You know,
yeah.
Kurt Russell is an extremely down to earth person. He would stop on the street and talk to you for an hour if it was something that was enjoyable. And one of my good friends is Uncle Joe Benson, who's a DJ out here in Los Angeles. You know, a lot of these guys that are in the entertainment industry, you know, all you need is one bad apple to make the whole bunch go. But
yeah.
there are a lot of incredibly talented people, incredibly grounded performers, both in acting and in dance and a lot of performance arts, that are very special people. They're very, you know, they work hard to make your experience the best. And that's at least what we try to do as well.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of your TV work. Of course, you were an all-star designer for the Monster Garage show with Jesse James. Tell us a little bit about that experience and what you built with Jesse.
Well, that was really fun because, you know, Jesse, believe it or not, is a very humble guy. You know, he would be satisfied just going into the corner and building exhaust pipes and letting everyone else kind of shine. We did two episodes. One was the flying car. We built a Panos Inspirante that we added wings to in a week, worked that with Cessna, and took the car to Kitty Hawk and flew it. It was the only car that really scared the you-know-what out of Jesse, the 86 other builds that happened. And then I did also the All-Star season finale, the very final episode, episode 86, where we built a vehicle with Gene Winfield and Daryl Starbird. And that was a really cool because, you know, those guys are both legends in the car world, and to be able to work with them and be inspired by them was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. So it's really neat to be able to work with people of such a high caliber.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about another show that you did, and that's a show for the Speed Channel. It was called Street Tuner Challenge, and it's syndicated worldwide. And you built a very famous Mini for that vehicle that you won numerous awards for. Tell our listeners all about this Mini.
Yeah, that was pretty neat. It was, you know, we kind of took the normal concept of building a tuner and turned it on its ear because, you know, what I like to design and build are things that are unusual, that have a purpose and have some character and always a bit of levity, you know. We don't build, you know, extremely serious, you know, kind of things. We always have a little bit of tongue-in-cheek for some stuff. So we decided to turn a Mini Cooper into a police car. It wasn't just a regular police car. It was a special ops type of vehicle that in the back, with the help of Sony Mobile Electronics, one of the sponsors, we built the world's fastest audio system. And what that is an HDI Baja 5B RC car that goes about 40 miles an hour, and we built a full standalone stereo system within that vehicle. So not only did it sound great while you were driving it, it had a heads-up display, it had remote control, you know, video cameras. It was just crazy, you know, along with that build. It certainly added a lot of stress in trying to build two vehicles in 13 weeks. But for Speed Channel, they really appreciated it, and from what I was told, it was the best season they had, and it was distributed to over a billion viewers. It was really cool.
Amazing. Did you happen to work with my friend Mike Kahn from Sony on any of that?
I did. Mike is a joy to work with. In fact, he is a current sponsor on a vehicle that we just finished building for Auto Trader Classics.
Oh,
and
excellent.
And Mike's instrumental in seeing that the Sony products that we incorporate into the vehicles were cutting edge, and some of those things are not out yet. So he's just a fantastic guy to work with.
Yeah, he really is. He's a really, really cool guy. Let's talk about what you've been doing recently in this vehicle that you built for Auto Trader. I understand it's going to be shown at the SEMA show in
mm-hmm.
November. Tell us more about it.
Absolutely. It's going to be going on tour across the United States in the next year, but it's a Chevrolet 3100, a 1951 Chevy pickup. that the concept is called 21st Century Classic, and it's called the Redster. And at first notice, when the car would pull up, it's just a very slick looking 51 pickup, got some oversized wheels, and so it's kind of a combination of classic lines, classic design, and some 21st century technology. But when the bed, the tonneau cover elevates, which was what we called the Sony Elevator, it lifts up and reveals something truly spectacular. It has four Sony touchscreen Vio computers that fold out, and a 32-inch Sony Bravia television that folds out of the back, and it becomes an interactive inspirational vehicle. And what I mean by that is that it when you walk up to it, anywhere in the United States, it has the Sprint Overdrive system, so it allows you to get online at a car show. And if you're walking through the show and you want to get online, you can go to autotraderclassics.com, and you can look up your own ride and even possibly, you know, find the type of vehicle that you'd like to build yourself. And that's really cool. And, you know, it's not a vehicle just to take pictures of. It's an actual interactive vehicle that, you know, that you can enjoy yourself on.
Absolutely. That sounds like loads of fun. And another show that you have done very, very successful, this one was through the Discovery Channel, The World's Most Expensive Rides. Did you actually get a chance to check out cars like the Bugatti Veyron 16-4, vehicles like that?
Absolutely. It's not a typical type of thing. You know, even for, you know, I have the blessing of being able to drive a lot of very unique vehicles. But when you're in a situation where you can do a show and experience some vehicles that are truly, you know, once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, you get to see, you know, sit in some of these cars and drive some of them. You know, we made a lot of jokes about the Bugatti Veyron because we were joking that it didn't have a sunroof, and we were thinking maybe it was the base model, you know. But you know, these cars and these boats and planes, these are wish fulfillment vehicles, and that's why people really wanted to see it and why the show did so well.
Absolutely. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk a little bit more about that show and some of the other things that Tim is involved with. If you got a question, 800-259-9231. You're listening to Auto World.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems, from new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports. Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com. Or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We are back and we are live across North America. And don't forget, anytime you can check out archives of our program at GCNlive.com. Also, free podcast available for you right there. So just log on and check it out. And we have on demand of this week's show. We'll run 24 hours a day and with a special telephone number dedicated that you can listen on as well. Fireball Tim Lawrence is with us. He has built over 350 designs and projects for film, television, commercials, racing, as well as hundreds of features for magazines. He's been called the Big Daddy Roth of the 21st century, and Fireball Tim, that is certainly quite a compliment to you.
Wow, yeah, I'm not even really sure where to put that. Big Daddy Roth was certainly the icon of his generation. And, you know, we've always looked up to him, and I went to school with Chip and some really good designers, Chip Foose, and we always kind of looked up to them and Gene Winfield and, you know, guys like George Barris. These were all the, you know, the icons creating custom
sure.
vehicles and neat things. But that's quite a compliment, absolutely.
Yeah, I just spent some time with George out at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, and, you know, however old he is, 80-something, he's still going, he's still got the fire, and it's really great just to hang around and hear the old stories. And you certainly have lots of wonderful stories to tell, too. Boy, just looking at some of the creations that you've made over the years, not only in the car realm, but also you've done some unique weapon builds, even stuff for some pretty well-known movies, including, I believe it was Men in Black you did some weapons for.
Absolutely. You know, and when you work at film, you know, you have an opportunity to bounce from movie to movie, and Men in Black was a great experience. That was right off the tales of Starship Troopers and you know, different stuff. You know, I tried to put up on my website a variety of things so that it's not just cars, although cars are my first love, but I think that people can appreciate, you know, design as a whole in general. You know, there's, you know, all kinds of really wild things, and it's just neat to be able to take a concept that is really far out there and turn it into a reality so that you can, you know, watch it in movies. And there's really no limit. You know, I did a one film where they wanted weapons that didn't actually kill because it was kind of a bit more of a comical type of thing. So I came up with a gun that was called an emo gun that would it was an emotional disruptor. So if you shot somebody with this, you know, you would send them into a laughing fit hysterically or crying or some kind of emotional disruption that would keep them from getting back at you. And, you know, it's a perfect kind of super soaker type of weapon, you know.
Sure. But
those are the challenges, and it's fun to be able to come up with something that people appreciate and that maybe they can turn into toys and kids would enjoy them and, you know, and a variety of things. So it's pretty fun.
Now, speaking of toys, you've got some interesting new toys launching in the not-too-distant future. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. We're really excited. We put a deal together with Johnny Lightning, which is die-cast cars. And they have my first car coming out. It's called the Bad Mood. It's a 76 Corvette. It's going to be in stores in Walmart in about 3 weeks. So that's been kind of a long time coming, and we'll probably do some more cars with those guys. We have our own racetrack system that's going to be out for the holidays called Fireball Tim Drag Tracks, which is a very unique drag system for die-cast toys. Kids will love it, and it's something you can actually calculate your speed, and it's got some really different things, different aspects to it. It's been a long time since a track system came out that was kind of different, and I think that this one fits the bill. So, you know, we just try to explore and come up with stuff that, you know, hopefully people feel is fresh and unique, you know.
You got to tell me about that Houston Art Car Parade. I know you go every year, and there's about 250,000 people in attendance. Is it as crazy as I've heard?
Oh, it's absolutely nuts, you know. I have a web series that's online on YouTube. If you just go to youtube.com/fireballtim, there's about 100 episodes we've done, and one of those episodes is the Houston Art Car Parade, and it's really neat because there are no rules in this show. You're not going to see custom builds with, you know, lowered vehicles and shiny paint jobs. What you're going to see is guys that build vehicles out of porta potties and guys that build cars that are covered in shells or covered in teeth or look like thriving topiaries or a log, you know, or a big shoe. You know, it's really creativity at its best and at its worst in some ways. But I think that's what draws 250,000 people in one day down this street. And it's really fun to watch, and everyone's just kind of nuts, but has a good time. And the only thing stranger than the cars are some of the drivers.
That's right. And you've got lots of cool stuff up on. I just logged on to your YouTube channel, Fireball Tim's World of Cars, and you've got some top secret Redster teaser pieces up there, and you've also got something on the DeLorean. The DeLorean is back. What's the story behind that one?
Oh, that was neat. You know, when we were in Houston, we actually went to the DeLorean factory. And I don't know if you know this, but you can actually buy a brand new 1984 DeLorean. What these guys did is they bought up all of John DeLorean's product, everything that made up the DeLorean that was from Ireland, and brought it all the way to Houston. And now you literally can buy a new DeLorean with new technology. So all of modern day components and everything else. They didn't have much of a motor back then, but you can get an upgrade that can give you quite a bit of horsepower in a classic DeLorean.
No kidding.
That's a big shift nowadays. You know, there's a lot of car companies that are remanufacturing metals, and, you know, you can buy a brand new Camaro that's a 69, you know, and these guys have done that. So it's pretty inventive, and you know, now it's no holds barred. You know, people can create anything they want that practically.
Is that company based out of Texas?
Yeah, they're in Houston. I believe they're just right outside of Houston. But I think if you just Google new DeLorean or DeLoreans,
wow.
But you can watch that episode and all the information is there too. It's a pretty fun episode.
Yeah, I remember connecting with those guys like 5 or 6 years ago at the Barrett Jackson auction, and they were talking about doing that, or they had just started to launch that company. But that's great news because you're right. I mean, the DeLorean engine back then, the kind of mishmash V6, it was part Peugeot, part Volvo, part I forget what the third equation was, but whatever it was, it wasn't good. So that's excellent news indeed that you could get a DeLorean with a different power plant.
Well, it was kind of anemic, but you know, back then it was conserve. You know, you had to conserve. You know, gasoline and big horsepower wasn't the right thing to do at that time. And but now, you know, you can get something that's really pretty fun.
Most definitely. Let's talk a little bit about some of your other passions. I know that in addition to all the things you're involved with in the television and movie realm and working on commercials and everything else, you also do some interesting things on working with kids along with your wife in designing children's books and also something called Mindstorm Seminars.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's, you know, design is design and creativity is creativity. And you got to follow what you love to do. And what my wife and I, you know, we got together. We first were working for Disney, and my wife designed the color scheme for Toontown. I was working on Indiana Jones. And we just made a good creative team. So when we left Disney, we started our own thing. And it's pretty diverse now. You know, she has a costume company called KCL Productions, where she builds mascots for very high-end clients. She builds all the Nintendo characters, characters for Ellen DeGeneres,
wow.
The Skechers, the shoe company. And we also, you know, we write children's books. I focus on vehicles. She focuses on animals. And then the Mindstorm seminars are diverse. It's about helping people to capture their creativity and to show, you know, a three-step process about success for themselves. And so I'm not talking about success monetarily, but success in any respect. If you want good health, then if you achieve good health, you're successful in that. But it's really about finding what you love, doing it the absolute best you can, and finding a way to give it back. And that means to share it. The only thing I don't get paid for is to go and do seminars at high schools and grade schools with kids. It's something I feel it's an obligation to do. That is very important because the children are our future, and it's why we do a lot of work with a lot of charitable programs, Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. I love kids, and I think they're a joy to be around, and they love cars, so it's really important to do.
Well, you're a great guy, Fireball Tim Lawrence. Hope to see you soon. We'll have to catch up and do an interview at the SEMA show. In the meantime, thank you so much for your time here on Auto World Today.
Sure. If anybody want to follow, we have a whole blog and everything else at fireballtim.com.
Perfect. He's Fireball Tim Lawrence. I'm Bob Long. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.